Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, we just rolled into another town. Got something on my heart I want to share today. First, I want to share a scripture. Then I'll give you my title for this teaching and encouragement. Psalm 17:1. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth out, not out of feigned lips. Hey, what I want to talk about today is, what do you cry out to God for? What do you cry out to God for? Now, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of words. Brother Jim likes to do Bible word studies. Find a word, type it into a Bible app, or do your own Bible study and search all the scriptures that use this word. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of words. This is your homework project. Go look up these words in God's word. What do you cry out to God for? Mercy, repentance, peace, fellowship, knowledge, forgiveness, hope, fairness, understanding, new life, courage, wisdom, truth, love, boldness, comfort, patience, unity, forgiveness, strength, healing, righteousness, grace, holiness, endurance, discernment, justice, obedience, and joy. Hey, are you crying out to God for those types of things? A lot of people come after God for material things or things that are self-serving. Are you crying out to God for those things that mark you as one of His children? Go do a word study on all those words, will you? It will bless you, encourage you. It might change what you cry out to God for, or it might start you crying out to God. Hey, let me leave you with this. Matthew 11:28. One more word for you. Come to me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's another word for you. Rest. What are you crying out to God for today, folks? Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We're on the gospel road, working our way south to Florida for good weather, lots of outside events, lots of outside street preaching, lifting up Christ crucified. We love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.